Okay, we are now in a public hearing for the purpose of given the Brooklyn Special Service District shall hold a public hearing on Monday, January 13, 2025 at 3 p.m. or 10 minutes after the commission meeting ends in the Sevier County Administration Building, 250 North Main, Richfield, to discuss the application to the Permanent Community Impact Board for the purpose of reconstructing the culinary water lines in the Brooklyn tap line and the new Elsinore addition areas. The project will replace the aged and undersized water lines and install new radio red water meters. The district is seeking funding, grant, and a loan mix from the Community Impact Board. Information on the proposal is available at the Sevier County Economic Development Office on 250 North Main Street, Suite 116, Richfield, Utah. It's also been published in the Richfield Reaper. So, is there any comments from the public? Do you want to speak to it a little bit, Parker?
Yeah, thank you, Commissioners. Parker versus Michael Jones, the Mill Engineering. Been helping some of the preliminary planning on this project going back quite some time now, as Commissioner Brown and Malcolm have been seeking other funding sources to get this project off the ground and running. As you're aware, the EPA is providing a little over $3 million of funding, and this is through the Celeste Molloy's Office of Community Project Funding through Congress. Sevier County has also pledged $500,000 to this project, which is tremendous, and certainly appreciate the support. We also, in addition to this, we also need to secure some additional funding to finalize the project. Right now, we're still operating in a preliminary planning phase, if you will, just transitioning over on the EPA-funded side to some design, and we're dialing in our quantities and getting some of these concepts advanced down the road a little bit further. We're also in the process of negotiating with Elsinore Town to purchase infrastructure that was installed in 2019, which includes several thousand feet of 8-inch water line and 13 fire hydrants in the addition area. The current price there, I think there's some things that still need to be finalized, but I think where we're going to land is that infrastructure is going to cost $613,640.61. The reason for that is the actual value of the infrastructure is significantly more than that. The buyout is just for what they owe on that portion of infrastructure on the remaining loan balance from rural development. So we're essentially buying it for pennies on the dollar, and we'll have essentially brand new infrastructure that was installed in 2019 costs instead of 2025 costs. So, it's really a great value for that infrastructure. It's in great shape, and we'll utilize it through this project. The current project features roughly 29,000 feet of 8-inch pipe and 8,000 feet of 10-inch pipe. Approximately 50 new fire hydrants will go in through the Brooklyn and what's been formerly known as the new Elsinore addition areas. As we replace all that infrastructure, there'll be new gate valves to manage the system and properly do shutoffs. As it was read in the advertisement for this public hearing, we'll also replace all the meters with a radio read system so that they can do monthly billings. Many of these older water systems, like the old Brooklyn tap line system, they don't read in the winter just because it's difficult and you don't want to open up the meter barrels and have a chance of freezing the meters. So we'll be able to bill year round and be able to provide that value. The total price right now is estimated at $7,750,000. Again, this is still budgetary, and we hope to have this dialed down tighter before the end of the month when we submit the application, which leaves us asking for between $3.5 and $4 million from CIB, pending one other funding application that Malcolm has been working on that we should hear back from.
So you're looking to go to CIB in which month?
So we hope to turn in the application prior to the February 1st deadline, and at which point we would anticipate being heard in this upcoming trimester.
Okay. Coming right up.
Okay. coming right up.
So it'd be new projects, because this round is a funding session, but it'd be a new for the next.
February deadline closes out the current funding trimester and then moves us into the tissue fire trimester.
Okay. Any other discussion or any concerns or questions?
Thanks, Parker. Is it common to purchase infrastructure like that when a project like this, I mean, to me, this is a new thing in my mind. And I just wondered, is that a common practice to purchase, especially that new infrastructure, or relatively new?
Yeah, so typically we don't purchase old infrastructure, something that's been in the ground for 10 plus years, arguably. So in this case, we're not purchasing any of the other infrastructure. All the Brooklyn tap line infrastructure, they're essentially pledging that into the system. The rest of the Elsinore town infrastructure outside of the 2019 project is also pledged in. Most of that, with the exception of a 6-inch transmission line from Elsinore town out to the addition, everything else will be abandoned, essentially, just because it's old and dilapidated and undersized. So that's kind of been the separation. Anything that's old and doesn't have any value, we will not pay for. That's essentially just pledged in. But there is a significant value of this infrastructure where it's only a few years into its service life. And that was kind of what Elsinore Town was coming from, is they put money, they spent town money on a subdivision in the county. They didn't fix all the problem, but they took the first stab at it that's really kind of lifted it off its feet and made this happen.
Well, on pennies on the dollar, and to have that done is a great thing. It was just an inquisitive side. Does that commonly happen? And so it's great and doesn't need to be replaced, and that can be utilized to facilitate that area of the project.
And the remaining service life is 50 to 70 years on that infrastructure, so it'll far exceed any potential loan or other cost associated with it.
The Sevier County also participated in that loop and those fire hydrants.
Yes.
The cost involvement as involved with that. Okay. Any other questions or discussion? If not, I'll consider a motion to either deny or to move the application forward.
I'll make the motion to move the application forward.
Second.
It's just a public hearing. You got to do that.
We're not in the commission meeting.
No, we're still in the public hearing for the district.
So go back into regular board meetings.
So we need to close the public hearing and then kind of reopen the board meeting and then take the action.
Okay. So we'll now leave the public hearing and then go back into our regular board meeting.